from the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, a bi-weekly-ish podcast about all things automotive marketing. Now, here's your host, Matt Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, and I know what you're thinking, end of the month, but that's not why we're here. We're here because Thursday is April 1st, which is April Fool's Day. And what I'm wondering is, are you an April Fool's Day participant? Will you be doing pranks or some kind of April Fool's tomfoolery around the dealership on Thursday? That's the question. And so I brought on a friend in the automotive community, well, a friend outside of the community who also happens to be in the community, who I go to for all kinds of tomfoolery. His name is Dave Stalvey, and he joins us now on Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Matthew.
Dave, for everybody listening, is a good friend of mine and also a finance manager in automotive, and has been known to have a sense of humor about things. And so as I was thinking about this episode, I'm like, who could I talk to who would totally do something stupid? Oh, let me call Dave.
That wasn't actually what you said you were bringing me on for. I don't think you used the word stupid when you called me.
What did I say? How did I position it?
I think you said I want to run something by you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because, you know, you got to use the bigger words to get somebody to agree to do something before you, because you can't just say, listen, can you come on and talk about some immature stuff with me? Because you might be like, I don't want to come across as immature.
Wow. I feel very attacked.
I tricked you to come on here, but you know, whatever, you're on now and you can't do anything about it. So, okay. So my question to you is it acceptable to do April Fool's jokes or pranks at your store on Thursday, April 1st, April Fool's Day?
I would say not only is it acceptable, it's encouraged. I think it's one of the best things you can do for team building, as long as things are done with good spirit and nothing done is to actually be malicious to anyone.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't want to be mean or cause harm or anything, but all right. I mean, I'm not a huge April Fool's Day person, and because I don't like being the person that an April Fool's Day joke or prank is being pulled on. But that being said, I'm all for the team building and the fun part of working at a dealership, and there are lots of fun parts of it. So I think that I'm okay with that. And now, granted, I work from home and no one's going to pull any April Fool's pranks on me. So I guess my outlook isn't exactly rooted in truth, since I'm, you know.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't check your mail on April 1st.
Good to know. Okay, so give me something that somebody could do, maybe that you've done, that somebody could do at their dealership 2 days from now.
All right, so the beauty of, I'll start by saying, I think if you're going to do an April Fool's joke, I think you can't single anybody out. I think that you got to kind of do it as like a dealership April Fool's joke. I think if you're going to kind of look at it from the perspective of people are going to get a kick out of it, some of your staff's going to figure out what's going on, some of them may not. Hopefully the ones that figure it out will kind of keep going on with it just so everybody gets a kick out of it. The other part that's always great about April 1st is it's the day after the close of the month. So you got a million options of what you can do.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
I can tell you there are some things that I have on a list that are inappropriate things to do for April Fool's jokes.
All right. Well, I think we can hit those at the end. I'm cool with that.
All right. But some of the ones that I think are good is, you know, hey, guys, we had a great end of the month. I think today I'm going to order everybody lunch, right? Everybody gets excited. Typical car business lunch. You're going to order a bunch of pizzas, right? So
for sure.
They show up in the back. Everybody's lined up for the pizza. They open the pizza boxes and they're empty.
That's just mean. But I do like that. That's a good one. Or what if they all have anchovies on them?
Exactly. You got a lot of ways to go with the lunch thing. The other one is a breakfast. You'll walk in the morning, you come in maybe 10 minutes late the day after the close, and you're carrying a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts, you know, Munchkins boxes or a bunch of boxes of donuts and maybe a box of Joe. You go down the set of the deck, everybody's happy. They all come in, they pop open the Dunkin' Donuts boxes, and they're filled with celery and carrots.
I like that. That's harmless, and that's funny.
Yep. Now, if you want to get a little more out there, one that I haven't done yet that I don't want to really reveal what may or may not happen, but you know, as we know in automotive, sometimes you get recalls on cars, and sometimes, depending on how your dealership's set up, the service and sales department might not be super close. So the service department might ask for some support to try to get things checked out. Can you look at these cars, pull them? We got a stop sell. yada, yada, yada. So, guys, quick meeting. We got a recall coming out on whatever your best-selling car is. We have to go outside and check the left front tire pressure on every single one this morning.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you sit back and watch, and you'll wait to figure out who's going to actually notice it first. Some people are going to realize it's April Fool's, and other guys are going to be like, oh, gave me this stupid tire pressure checker. Now I got grease on my hands. I'm going car to car. I can't believe I'm going to, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one. What about like, see, because I feel like even though I don't like it, all the ones I'm thinking of are all mean to somebody calling some, like I'm like, what if you know how in auto dealerships there's always, we're always looking for keys, always looking for a freaking set of keys somewhere. So you stir everybody
up.
It
sounds like some of the dealerships that are always looking for keys may need better processes.
Yeah, well, that too. But let's say, you know, you stir up, you're looking for this car, you can't find the keys, everybody's getting worked up about these keys, and then you plant the keys in someone's desk, and they take the blame for the keys.
I love it.
You don't think that's too mean?
No, I love it. Now, what I do think is too mean is you get the new guy, right?
Yeah.
You get that late swap on the end of the month, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You write the deal, you locate the car, and you say, look, Jimmy, I know it's your first day, you know, it's your first week, it's your first month, whatever, but you're going to have to go pick up your swap tomorrow. No problem, boss. I'm all for it. Great. Then you just give him a random address and give him a car and send him on his way. And then when he gets there and he starts calling, no one answers.
Oh, he can't get a hold of anybody.
So he can't get a hold of anybody, and he starts to freak out a little bit. Now, granted, now you're talking about that's going to cost the dealership some money because you got a guy out of the office. You know, so it may not be the best idea, but damn it, it's funny.
Yeah. Here, I like that one. I feel like, but you know, that's at the expense of a person. I thought you said it's better to have like a group. But I do like that idea. What about having, you know, like just talk like, hey, everybody, welcome to there's a new policy, handed down from the OEM that every car has to have half a tank of gas in it. Because, what you know, most of us, most dealerships have, you know, what is it? A quarter tank, $5, whatever, you know, barely a little gas in it. I don't know, depending on where you are. But then the guys have to spend all day adding $10 of gas to, like, every car in the inventory. Like, that will take all day, depending on the size of your inventory. Now, it's going to cost you a bit of money as a dealership, but you're going to spend that money eventually anyway. So
that's an expensive,
it's an expensive prank.
Cash schedule outlay on the gas report for the statement.
So what you're saying is the owners might not appreciate that one.
When the controller gets the May 8th statement and hits submit to the manufacturer, they're going to be like, wow, why did we spend so much money in gas this month?
Yeah, last month was $500. This month was $50,000. What's up with that?
A couple of my go-tos are paging available sales, right?
Yep.
And having someone, a friend, or someone who's working the business, maybe not in the business anymore, you page available sales, guy picks up the phone, and they just take them on a nightmare journey with a sales call.
Yes, I'm 100% on board with that.
I'm looking for the blue car. Great, sir. When can you come in? Well, do you have the blue car? Sir, which car are you looking for? The blue one. I know you guys have these fancy color names, but I just need the blue one. Sir, I don't know which blue one you're talking about. The one with the tires.
100%.
Don't you guys have tires? Oh, it's the best. And then everybody kind of listens. It's great.
I had a long ongoing 3-month occasional email conversation with the BDC person at a store, and the whole thing, I have a fake online persona that I created just for real communications with BDCs, whether I'm mystery shopping or trying to figure something out or whatever. Like, I didn't create it for pranks. That's a fake name, fake everything. And I've used it frequently for like mystery shops, but I used this at a store with somebody we both know. And it was, started off fairly innocent, talking about an Armada or whatever. But then this conversation over the period of a couple of months, you know, with skipping weeks in between, would steer towards ridiculous questions like, can I fit donuts in the cup holder? Because I like to travel with donuts and my kids like donuts and I always have donuts. And then I'd go back a month later and have a bunch of legit questions. And then a few weeks later, it always got back to donuts. And I'm going to come in and see you and I'm going to bring you donuts. And what kind of donuts do you like? And it went on forever, and it never resolved itself. And I wish I could go back to it, but I'm not there anymore, and that person's not there anymore. But I could think that we like exactly you send someone on a long meandering sales call or internet lead follow-up process that hurts nobody, but ultimately goes nowhere.
The other one that you, now, typically, like I said, end of the month, right? So you're going to be working late anyway. So everybody, last guy there, you know, finishing all the deals, getting everything funded, whatever you're doing, you know, closing out, doing commission sheets, whatever it is, loosen the screws on every single person's seat in the building.
Yes.
Although you have to kind of like be careful because depending on the age and the health level of your staff, that may backfire and the fun could go away really quickly to like a workman's comp claim.
Yeah. As soon as somebody gets a concussion, it's not funny.
Yeah. So you kind of got to really balance that. I mean, we are in general, the car business is kind of made up of an island of misfit toys of characters of people. So you have to make sure that you know who you're dealing with when you try to do these things. Because some guys might get it and some guys might not.
Here's one that would work. I did this at a radio station that I used to work at, and this would work good for the for a dealership. You get there early. It depends on the kind of phones you have. You have to have the kind of phone where the phone cord can unplug from the handset. So
right.
you take the cord and you push down on the thing and you loosen it just enough and hang it back up. So as soon as their phone rings, they pick it up and the cord flings out of the handset and they're holding a handset with no cord. Used to do that all the time at the radio station. People were very wise to who was doing it after a while and very unhappy with myself and my friend named Jay Coffey who would do that. And, but I think that's always a good one. It's harmless. It's funny. It's annoying and it's just a hassle. And that's an easy
one
to pull
off. I'm really hoping that no one I work with listens to this podcast.
Don't worry. No one listens to this podcast.
I'm writing that down right now on the top of my.
Yeah, that's a good one. You could call the receptionist with ridiculous questions or requests. That's easy. Or with some kind of hard to understand accent or technical problem with the phone. You know, that's always a good one.
Well, no, I think I'm going to take the phone receiver one further and set it up the night before. And then as the day goes, creep back behind each individual phone when no one can see and then re-loosen it throughout the day several times.
Yeah, I love it. I want to see I want you to do that. Do you have the kind of phones at your store, though, that can do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And then people are going to be going nuts. We got to get new phones. The phones are broke. They don't hold the wires. What are we going to do? This is ridiculous. It's going to be great. No one's going to figure it out.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost the dealer anything. So that's no one can get injured. That's a good one.
This is a good one. This is happening.
What about and we did this one at the radio station too. This might have been stolen from The Office, the show The Office. But what about scotch taping everything down on their desk?
Hmm.
You could also do that with the phone. We used to do that. We got nothing done when I worked at the radio station. I'm quickly
that
realizing.
That seems like that would be time consuming, actually.
Yeah. The other thing we did once is we put someone, this was also stolen from The Office. This probably couldn't do this at a dealership because of the height of the ceilings. But you could do it in someone's office. Is we put someone's cell phone in the ceiling tiles and then you don't do anything. And then they realize they don't know where their phone is and da da da. But then they inevitably pick up a phone and call their phone and then they hear it ringing and they're like, where is that coming from? That's a lot of work too, though, because it involves a ladder and the person being away from their office for a little while. But that was always a fun one to do at the radio station too. I can't believe we got anything done at the radio station.
Well, you could put the stapler in the Jell-O. I mean, that's always a go-to.
That's messy though. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It takes a little bit of planning.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the end of the month. We don't have a lot of time, you know?
So I'm inviting, well, it seems like you are going to stay late at the end of the month and then get there early the next day and then spend all day. I mean, I feel like you should be delivering cars on April 1st. I don't know. I'm not at your store, but I just feel like you're going to close on Wednesday night and then stay after to pre-set up your phone prank.
And then get there an hour before.
The next day.
Oh, yeah.
But you would do that. That's dedication.
100%. I do think, though, there's some areas you want to stay away from. So for the four people that are listening to this that don't already know these would be bad ideas, in the current environment, anything related to COVID should be off limits.
Yes. Yep.
100%.
Agreed.
You can't jokingly be like, oh, by the way. So yeah, no, that's out.
Leave a positive COVID test result on the fax machine.
Nope, can't do it. And secondly,
can't do that. Yeah.
I think the pink slips, I don't think those are great funny either, especially in today's environment.
No,
pink they're probably
slips.
Never funny, actually. Pink but slips, like, hey, let me call funny. You in my office. I got to talk to you about your performance, yada, yada. Like, you might have somebody have a mental breakdown. So I think two things you want to stay away from.
Yeah.
Positive COVID test, COVID exposure, anything COVID related, and or you're fired.
What about you approach a customer in the service waiting area and you apologize for their car falling off the lift? Is that funny? Is that too far?
I think it's pretty funny, but I wouldn't want it done in my dealership. But I'd love to hear a story about somebody doing it.
You have a mechanic deliver the news. He comes back with a big bandage on his hand, looking down, all dirty and upset, and being like, ma'am, listen, I just want to apologize, but your car fell off the lift. Everyone's
you
okay.
You might be able to get away with that.
Everybody's okay.
If
no one's injured.
Customer.
Yeah.
But that could go really sideways really fast.
I don't know. I like that one.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, that would be great. But I'm not sure I want to be the service writer or tech having the conversation, standing close to the customer, and or B in the room when you have to peel them down off the ceiling, explain that it was a April Fool's joke gone wrong.
Anything runs the risk of going wrong because the person could have a medical reaction that you don't anticipate. That's the problem.
Not really. I mean, what could go wrong with sending someone on a swap to a bad neighborhood with a random address?
Yeah, right. What could possibly go wrong there?
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, definitely should always pick the shadiest neighborhood you can find.
Yeah, and then you just wait for the phone call.
Well, listen, if anybody's listening who works with Dave, watch out. Although chances are no one's listening that works with you or listening at all for that matter. We're now 16 minutes.
And in general, though, I think management can use April Fools to be a team building experience. Whether you do something lighthearted, whether it's something to do, tie it into the end of the month, whatever it is, I think you can do something to kind of like, you know, bring everybody together, have some laughs, you know, use it as kind of like a, hey, you know, the car business, we do work a lot, you know, but you know what? We're our family away from our family and let's have some fun, guys.
What if you shave half your face like Kramer in Seinfeld? Remember I had the head injury from getting kicked in the head by Crazy Joe Davola?
All right.
You shave half your face and you walk in and you act like everything's normal.
Now, I could get away with that. I wonder how long it would take me to shave half my beard before someone would say something other than just staring, giving me a weird look. Like, would they feel comfortable being like, hey, Dave, what happened? Or would they just kind of look?
Yeah, I don't know. What if you just walk around all day with a giant piece of broccoli in your teeth and act like nothing, act like nothing's wrong?
That's another one.
Yeah.
Shave half your eyebrow.
Well, the only thing that can happen in professional podcast recording is when you get another call is going.
Well, you are a busy guy. What can I say?
A very busy fella. But it seems like a good time to wrap up. So listen, folks, I changed my mind. I think it's okay to do something April Fool's related at your dealership on Thursday, April 1st.
I agree. I highly encourage it.
Thanks for your input and your expertise on tomfoolery.
All right, get to your other phone call so you can make some money, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Right. See ya.
All right, everybody. Happy April Fool's Day, I guess, right? Thanks for checking out Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, presented by Silverback Advertising, silverbackadvertising.com.
Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is brought to you by... Wait, this guy has sponsors? Oh, never mind. This sheet of paper's blank. No sponsors. That makes more sense. For updates, info, future episodes, and more, follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and connect on Frackle. You guys made that last one up. That's not even a thing, Frackle. Come on.